Barrhead, Barrhead and District Family and Community Support Services Society, FCSS, delivered its quarterly update to the July 15 Barrhead County Council meeting and discussed developments in its food bank and transportation services. According to FCSS Executive Director Savannah Ballack, 229 FCSS clients accessed the food bank from April through June. In addition, the organization subsidized two children at Barrhead Elementary School for the hot lunch program during the same period. Ballack also introduced new food bank coordinator Ryan Osavorth, who is also a program assistant and driver for the Van Gogh Transportation Program. "Ryan works very closely with our Vulnerable Populations Department," said Ballack. The Van Gogh Transportation Program supports people aged 55 and over, and people with disabilities. The bus has a set schedule and has provided charters for the communities in Bloom Judging and two weddings. "For many seniors and individuals with disabilities in our community, transportation is more than just a ride, it is a lifeline," said Osavorth. He said two of the program participants had provided testimonies to show how access to reliable transportation has transformed their lives. "They had significant challenges in reaching medical appointments, grocery stores, and other essential services because of limited mobility and lack of transportation options. Since joining the program, they have been able to attend regular medical checkups, shop for groceries, and even participate in social outings. The patrons said they were grateful for how the service not only improved their physical well-being but also eased their isolation. Their stories highlight the crucial role of transportation, fostering independence, social connection, and overall quality of life for the senior community program, which is making a meaningful difference one ride at a time." With the After the Bell program in connection with the food bank program, FCSS provides kids with bags of food for the week during the summer. "There are 42 home support clients and there's space to add more residents interested in home support. If residents are interested or want to learn more about the home support program, please contact Barrhead FCSS." Another highlight of Ballack's report to Barrhead County Council covered the impact of volunteers in FCSS. "There are 195 volunteers, and they worked 772 volunteer hours between April and June. One food bank volunteer shared a meaningful experience about the impact of this service. They initially joined to give back to the community and quickly formed connections with those relying on the food bank. They said a mother expressed deep gratitude after receiving essential groceries, ensuring her children would have a full meal that night. Volunteers recognize their efforts directly improve lives, which strengthens their belief that they can create significant change, inspiring them to continue volunteering and making a difference. There are long-term FCSS volunteers, some with 10 and 20 years of dedicated service. FCSS has also formed a committee to address homelessness issues, with the first meeting already accomplished. People are falling through the cracks in the system and FCSS wants to support them. The newcomers program has seen 154 candidates endorsed and 51 remaining individuals are pending nomination or arrival to the community. The Fort Assiniboine FCSS support services see an average of 8 to 10 clients a month, with a grand total of 86 clients seen. For 2025, have clients come in from the following services: Vulnerable adults and emotional support, financial aid, income support, and rental assistance, the CARE program, AISH paperwork completion and government applications. The Barrhead FCSS office had 756 people walk through the front door looking for services. There were 805 phone inquiries, and 17 new welcome baskets were created for new families coming into the community. The 55-plus programs are very popular, with 52 participants attending through April to June. There have been 249 attendees at the 55-plus dinners that FCSS hosts monthly. On average, there are about 80 to 85 people per dinner. The FCSS Community Income Tax Program has well surpassed last year. They have already had 500 tax returns filed and still have people coming in inquiring about it, booking appointments to get their taxes done.